A restored version of Spartacus was released in 1991. It included a previously censored scene featuring Tony Curtis and Laurence Olivier. In a 1991 interview, Tony Curtis told me about making that scene. Laurence Olivier played the head of the Roman army. Tony Curtis played Olivier's sensitive slave boy, who joins the slave uprising and becomes like a son to Spartacus. In this scene, Curtis is attending to Olivier in the bath. Curtis gives his master a robe, then Olivier talks about the splendor of Rome.
"There, boy, is Rome. The might, the majesty, the terror of Rome. There is the power that bestrides the known world like a colossus. No man can withstand Rome. No nation can withstand her. How much less a boy?" "There's only one way to deal with Rome, Antoninus. You must serve her. You must abase yourself before her. You must grovel at her feet. You must love her." "Isn't that so, Antoninus?"
Well, you get the point there. Olivier is suggesting that Curtis should not only give in to the power of Rome, but to the sexual power of his master.
It's very metaphoric. The whole thing is so...
Well, he doesn't come out and say, "I want to stick it to you, dear." I mean, you know, he talks about snails and oysters. It's a clever way of... Or they think it's an artistic way of doing it. I would have much preferred the scene were a little more blatant in its approach, because it would have been a lot more logical and perhaps a lot more realistic. But somebody thought it would be kind of fanciful to talk of fish. I really don't know why.
Well, I actually have the script from that scene in front of me, so let me read some of it. I won't pretend like I'm you or Olivier.
Well, please.
But Crassus, played by Olivier, asks you a bunch of questions. He asks you, "Do you steal, Antoninus?" And you say, "No, master." And he says, "Do you lie?" And you say, "No, master." And he says, "Have you ever dishonored the gods?" And you say, "No." He says, do you refrain from these vices out of respect for the moral virtues?" And you say, "Yes." Then he asks you if you eat oysters and if you eat snails. And you say, "Yeah, that you eat oysters, but you don't eat snails." And he asks you if you consider the eating of oysters to be moral and the eating of snails to be immoral, and so on. And then he confesses that he eats both.
Yes.
It's kind of like swinging both ways type subtext here. So did you and Olivier really talk through the scene before you did it? You
know, absolutely not. There's nothing to talk through. There I am in a bikini.
Yeah, you're wearing your bathing trunks.
Standing over him while he sits in a bikini in a tub. I mean, it doesn't really take a lot of internal dialogue to describe or even know what's going on.
Do you remember any of the logistical problems in the big battle scene?
Yes, there was a scene that was shot in Death Valley, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember now the exact location, where down in the valley were thousands of soldiers and men lined up, and the camera panned up and came up a hill. And as it came up a hill, it disclosed, I think, Spartacus on the horse. And just as that camera came there, the horse bolted and took Kirk off in a big steam of sand and dirt, and was never seen again in that shot. So we had to go do it again. It was really a complicated scene, and that horse just would not, you know, pay attention to it. Because after all of the action, the camera would slowly pan and disclose that horse. So it had those kind of problems, you know. Charlie McGraw, an actor who was doing a scene with Kirk Douglas, and he was the, what would you call it, the guy that ran the gladiator school. He and Spartacus, when they revolt, had a fight. And in the struggle, Kirk pushed his head, Charles McGraw's head, onto the edge of the barrel and split his eye open. You can see it in the movie, just blood gushing out. So that held up the shooting for a long time.
Oh, you mean he really hurt him accidentally?
Yes. So there were always accidents like that. I had hurt my tendon on the film, and at one point I just couldn't walk, so they gave me a cast, and I tried to, you know, maneuver through that, which worked all right. Let's see what else. There were a number of these things, a lot of horses falling down with people on it, people getting broken arms. But, you know, that's the nature of the profession, and we were all kind of prepared for it. We rather liked the adventure of it and the danger of it, you know. It all adds to the making of a movie.
Tony Curtis recorded in 1991. More interviews from our archives next week. This is Fresh Air.